for the March 25th Town of Sellersburg Regular Council Meeting at 6 o'clock. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Here.
Town Manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
And Clerk Treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
Thank you. Please join us in prayer and follow by the pledge of allegiance.
Father God, we just welcome your presence to our meeting tonight. We'd just like you to watch over our town and watch over and give us guidance in all that we do. Just let us focus on the task at hand and that we can get your guidance in all the things that we're about to take place here. Lord, just thank you for being a good and loving God, and thank you for being a part of Sellersburg. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, before we do the motion to amend and adopt the agenda,
thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of things. There weren't really any changes from a material standpoint. We did readjust the agenda. Beneath public hearing, we did add a resolution for 2024, R001. At our last meeting, or meeting before, there was a unanimous vote to go ahead and grant petition for waiver of noncompliance, but in order to do and satisfy a certain statutory requirement, we need to have public hearings. We're going to do that and adopt the resolution. Underneath the ordinances and resolutions, we need the contract down to the business, and then added the resolution 2024 R002, which is a resolution adopting written fiscal policy. Anytime you consider an annexation, you do have to set forth and adopt the fiscal policy. So kind of just dovetails ordinance number 2024 or R004, all of which has been kind of shifted around and added. So I think a proper motion is kind of be to amend the agenda as presented here today, as to what was previously voted.
Okay. All right. Everybody understand?
Good. Yes.
All right. With that said, I ask for a motion.
So approved.
Yeah, motion by Matt. Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted upon our website.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt. Got a second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of allowance claims, also submitted by the clerk treasurer and noted upon our website.
So moved.
Motion by Scott. And a second.
I'll second.
Second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Take a second to sign those two. To close our regular meeting to hear a public hearing resolution on the Weber Group tax payment.
So
got a motion by Matt. Got a second.
Second.
Second by Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to open up the public hearing for resolution of Weber Group tax payment.
So
motion by Matt. Got a second.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Okay. Jake?
Yes, sir. So the difference here is a late add to a meeting a couple weeks ago. We did not have a public hearing. It was noticed for a public meeting, which is the only reason why we're having a public meeting now. What this is and what was previously discussed, there was just a missed filing down at the courthouse. We previously granted a tax abatement for the Weber Group before all the proper notices were conducted, votes taken. This was a couple years back. Mr. Neely was here on their behalf. I believe he's in the audience here today. If you have any questions, but again, this is now back before the board for the public hearing. If you have any questions for myself or Mr. Neely, please feel free but really it's more opportunities to ask, to allow the public to ask any questions. That's all we're here for. If you have any questions for me or Mr. Neely, we just kind of open up to the floor.
All right, so I'll open it up to our public. Any interest? Any interest in the council?
I guess my question for Jake, you got it. Everything is current now, update?
Oh, absolutely. What it was, there's a specific date when we have to file the form. That's all this is. That was missed on behalf of the Weber Group. And, you know, somebody's made a mistake or it didn't get done or didn't properly get filed, whatever it is. But at this point, they're coming back. We've already granted it. It was the intent of this county council to grant the tax abatement. And this is what we have to do in order for them to receive what we have already visually voted for.
Okay, I apologize for any inconvenience this caused you guys. I don't think that we...
Good seeing you guys.
Yes, I appreciate it. It's been a long ongoing thing. Like I said, the Weber Group is a very important valuable asset to our community. They bring a lot of great job opportunities and do a lot of great things for, I know that a lot of people probably don't always understand exactly what all the Weber Group does, but you go to a lot of these parks and a lot of these, amusement parks, whether it's the water parks, different statues and stuff, and a lot of the different other environmental things that a lot of our kids and adults enjoy doing. So their names out there all across the world, so we appreciate it.
The dinosaur on top of the global science.
That's right. But we appreciate that. Again, our apologies on our behalf. So with that, do we need to make any, Mr. Vogel on this?
You would need to close the public hearing and then vote on the resolution.
All right, so we'll do that. I ask for a motion to close our public hearing. Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to reopen our regular council meeting.
Second.
Motion by Scott, second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Regular meeting open at 6:06. Okay. For the motions.
Motion to approve resolution.
Resolution 2024-R-001, resolution granting petition for waiver of noncompliance to the Weber Group.
So moved.
Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any last discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Comments from the public on any of our new items? There's none. Looks like we have some ordinances and resolutions this evening. Our first ordinance is ordinance number 2024-OR-004, ordinance annexing territory into the town of Sullenberg, Indiana, petitioned by all the owners of such territory pursuant to the revisions of Indiana Code 36-4-3-5.1.
With Clark County. So those first two invoices that you have.
347.
I'm happy to address those.
So those.
We had a public hearing.
Paid by Clark County.
Where Brad is present on behalf of being.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Conversation that we had as far as the actual property. That their petition to come in is a voluntary annexation, 100% ownership of the just under, I guess, 1.8 acre tract of real estate. And you cannot act on annexation ordinance within 14 days from the public hearing. This is 14 days, so you can't take action on it. And so really that's what's before you is the annexation. If you want to allow the annexation within the corporate limits of the town of Sullenberg. Subparagraph 2, where it says now therefore be ordained, if you skip down to 2. One of your all's discretionary items here today is the real estate shall be assigned the zoning designation of. That will be for this board to, if you so choose to allow it to be annexed into the town. Here tonight you will assign a zoning designation. I spoke with the town manager on this. It is adjacent to, I know Charles looked it up right now, I believe we're like our business. Town center area, so that may be what you all want to go with. I don't know, Charles, if you have any other recommendations.
No, to eliminate any spot zoning conversation, the parcel is immediately south of it, and the parcels across the road in this corridor are town center district. So that would be my recommendation for the zoning.
All You want me to read on this?
No, not at all. I mean, what it comes down to is, you know, there's a 1.4 acre tract that's been petitioned to come into the town of Sellersburg. It's a single owner. We have conducted, between myself and the petitioner's attorney, all proper notices. And then there are certain things that if you approve, you know, the ordinance won't take effect until 30 days after the passage of adoption. There are certain monstrous timeframes that we feel have for the case of property owners. And then there are certain obligations about filing a certified copy of this ordinance with the difference in 5A125. And I can get with the clerk treasurer's office to handle that.
Okay, all right, so with this said, Jake, looks like Charlie has mentioned that this is Town Center District area. And all things will come based upon our approval moving forward with this tonight, either in a form of a yay or a nay. So I ask for a motion for approval of ordinance number 2024-OR-004, an ordinance annexing territory into the town of Sellersburg, Indiana, on petition of all of the owners such as territory pursuant to the provisions of Indiana Code 36-4-3-5.1.
So moved.
A motion by Terry.
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion?
Yeah, so we have to designate that as the Town Center designation. So I would supplement the motion with saying that we're assigning it that Town Center designation when it passes.
Is that correct?
That's right.
The Town Center.
Based off of the current...
The current zoning map and the neighboring parcels.
Okay. With that said, also
just from a procedure standpoint, since there is an attorney on the other side, there's a motion on the floor, there's conversation, so let's amend the motion to include this language, the first and the second, and then we'll affirm.
Okay. To amend
the current motion on the floor
to the current motion
added language.
Okay.
Councilmember Boyd added.
To the current language added to. Of this being in a Town Center District.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
And then somebody needs to make that motion.
So with that, I ask for that new motion to be made. Motion by
Terry.
Second by Matt. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Motion to waive second reading of the amended ordinance.
I'll waive that reading 2024-OR-004
for the record. Got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second? Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Motion to approve ordinance number 2024-OR-004.
So
got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second? Second by Randy. Any last discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Thank you.
Town Center is what the TC, that's fine. TC.
Okay, our next ordinance is ordinance number 2024-OR-005, an ordinance amending and supplementing the town's code of ordinances.
Yes, sir. So every year or every other year, I know the clerk treasurer's office does a great job. We've contracted with the same group. It's really just updating all the ordinances that we pass each year or, you know, every 2 years, and that way it gets us current online with AM Legal. So all we're doing is through this ordinance allowing AM Legal to go ahead and update what's online.
Okay. As it just states, it's an ordinance enacting and adopting a supplement to the code of ordinances for the town of Sellersburg, Indiana, and declaring an emergency. Now therefore, to be ordained by this town council of Sellersburg, Indiana, that the 2024 supplement of COVID ordinances of the town of Sullenberg, Clark County, Indiana, as submitted by the American Legal Public Corporation in Cincinnati, Ohio, and is attached herein to identify as 2024, be the same as hereby adopted by reference to the set of its entities, so. So we gotta ask for a motion.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to waive second reading ordinance 2024-R-005.
So moved.
Motion by Scott, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to approve ordinance number 2024-OR-005, an ordinance enacting and adopting a supplement to the code of ordinances with the town of Sullenberg, Indiana, and declaring an emergency.
So moved.
Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any last discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay. Motion approved. Now, our last ordinance is ordinance number 2024-OR-006, an ordinance disposing of surplus property. Charlie, do you have something you want to just kind of explain to that, or Jake?
Sure, there was a 2009 International Sewer Jetter Factor Truck that the town is no longer utilizing, and there is a value there, and a pretty substantial value. And so instead of letting it sit around, spoke with town manager, his recommendation, that we go ahead and offer it out for sale and try to get as much money as possible. We have had some people show interest, and so we firmly believe that it will be a good turnaround. Charlie, aye.
Okay, just states here, now that we're being ordained by the town council of Sullenberg, Indiana, the following personal property is deemed surplus: 2009 sewer jetter truck. Town manager or designated shall provide the clerk treasurer with the corresponding VIN number for said truck. Further, this council grants the town manager authority to sell said personal property pursuant to Indiana Code 5-22-22 to the highest bidder. This ordinance shall be in full force and effect upon its passage and prolongation of evidence by the firm signature of the undersigned and its majority of duly elected serving members of this council. So I ask for a motion for approval.
So moved.
Motion by Scott, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Matt. Any discussion?
I have a question for Charlie on the back truck. We replaced that truck already, so it's just not, it's operational, but we're not using it.
Yeah, that's my understanding. It was purchased used from the city of Jeffersonville however long ago, a while ago. We've used it since. We've since replaced it, and we'll put this out. There's a couple neighboring smaller sewer utilities who are interested in it.
All right, and your mind is fully functional at this point? Okay. That's all I have.
It's got a lot of...
Okay.
Good.
All right, so other than that, anyone else? All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to waive second reading ordinance number 2024-OR-006.
So moved.
Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same time, nay. Motion approved. Motion to approve the second reading of ordinance number 2024-OR-006, an ordinance disposing of surplus or worthless personal property belonging to the town of Sullenberg, Indiana. Motion by Scott, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy. Any last discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. resolution right here, Jake.
Yes, sir.
So I've got resolution 2024-R-002, resolution adopting the written physical policy specific to a certain voluntary annexation.
Thank you. So anytime a town or municipality considers an annexation, you also have to consider how you may pay for any of the capital or non-capital infrastructure, you know, or services. And, you know, the good thing about this is, two is only, you know, 1.4 acres, and, you know, there's not going to need to be any additional policemen or other street sanitation or anybody else to take care of it. We also have sewer and water, where this really comes into play is if you're going out, I guess, however many years ago, in 2008 or 2004, and you took a large swath, nobody was here, but, you know, it took a covered bridge and everything else, you had to figure out how you're going to get services. So this is very minor, there's not going to be any additional costs to the town, but that's what it's saying. You all already provide services around there.
All right, with that, I ask for a motion for approval. Motion by Scott, do I have a second? Second by Randy, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. On you, on that, right? No unfinished business. New business, contract state of Indiana, Clark County, subscription agreement with American Rescue Plan Act, local physical recovery funds.
Okay. So this is just an agreement between Clark County and us, the subrecipient, to receive some of the American Rescue Plan Act local physical recovery funds. This goes to the Gordon Sellersburg wastewater project. We've already pretty much contracted with JTL for those services. This is where some of the money is coming from. The grant funding is in the amount of $327,576, and this will be a pass-through from Clark County to us, to JTL. I've already communicated with Mr. Lewis, the county attorney. We'll get those detailed invoices from JTL. We'll get them turned over and satisfy all the other requirements that are necessary for the federal government. I want to thank Michelle Miller and Mike Harris and Charlie for answering questions here this morning so I could help finalize this document today. So just, but it's here for your all's approval. And then Brad, I need your signature on page 3, I believe.
Well, I appreciate everyone's consideration and help and support too. Just at the very beginning, just a subsidiary agreement was made and entered to this day, March the 25th, 2024, between the town of Sellersburg and Clark County, Indiana. So, like I said, this is very lengthy, and an amount of $327,565. So I ask for a motion for approval.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, got a second.
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, keep on moving right on along here. Gentlemen, general comments from the public tonight. Charlie, here's how you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Saw you out there by the wood pile. Good thing about splitting that wood, say.
Split that.
Huh?
Try to knock it out a little bit. Just trying to clean up the yard.
Ah, I hear you.
My wife is helping too, so.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I just had a question on the disposal of the surplus property. Since I'm looking at high bidder, will that be advertised? What's the value of it? Is it going to be a sealed bid, or how will they? It will be. I know a lot of schools and municipalities have an option like that.
There are several different ways to dispose of personal property. You know, I know on one single item, sometimes it's not probably the best practice to bring in an auctioneer unless it's some large piece of property or something like that, like real property, you're going to bring a lot of bidders. Something like this, definitely will be advertised, and then we'll also reach out to those who have shown interest to make sure that we get the greatest number of bids. And, you know, in the, either the quotes or the RFP, we will not be, no matter what, we don't have to sell it. So if we get a number that we don't like, we don't have to sell. So it's not like, you know, if we think it's worth $70,000, and I'm making that number up, then we only got a bid for $2,000, we don't have to sell.
Do we know what it's worth or what we think it's worth, or?
There has been, but we obviously want to disclose it.
Sure, you don't want to tell that. I was just wondering, because it is kind of a specialized piece of equipment.
That's right.
Let enough people know that it's out there and available.
Agreed.
Increase our possibility.
And I think it's been helpful that we've had several of the local communities who have shown some interest.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, the same way we went ahead and purchased it from the city of Jeffersonville. It's kind of one of those kind of, sometimes it grows down, it'll from larger municipalities to middle to smaller to.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Sean?
Hello, council.
Hello.
Spring clean week was last week, went well. I'm not hearing negative or positive, but it went. Last weekend, we had an Easter egg hunt. I was told by multiple people that is their favorite town event. So Easter Bunny visited us Saturday, Friday night. And by about 10 till 10 in the morning, all the eggs had been found, there were 20 total. So a lot of happy little faces coming in here on Saturday morning. If you get on our website, sellersburg.org, on our Facebook page, there's information on there where we are soliciting for a community award name. I know it's been kind of talked about, Brad, if you want to chime in on this at some point again, basically a community survey for a naming of an award. So we're like, City of Jeffersonville might have Commodore the Fort, Save Indiana, Sagamore Wabash, Kentucky Colonels, things of that nature, for you all as a council to be able to recognize residents for contributions to the town, or contributions to the state, or to the nation, or special noteworthy achievements, things of that nature, where you all have the ability to basically bestow a special community award on a resident or individual. In doing that, you know, kicked around a lot of stuff, and Brad and I had a lot of conversation, but basically put it out to the community soliciting name ideas. And once we get those, we can upgrade it to you guys, let you all pick your best, your favorites, narrow it down, maybe put it back out or make a decision on that one. So that went out today. We're searching for, that'll be open, that survey will be open until April 5th, Friday, April 5th. So share it far and wide. The more ideas, the better. Shakespeare in the Park will be May 23rd over here at Wilkinson Park. Last year it was done by the Southern Indian Arts Alliance. This year it will be the Kentucky Shakespeare Festival. They reached out to us and received a grant through the Southern Indiana Community Foundation. So that's coming to the town of Sellersburg at no cost. But 6:30 on Thursday, May 23rd, grab a blanket. Information's on the website, sellersburg.org, for that. Also, I had a conversation with American Legion today. We are confirmed for May 27th, 2024, at 11 a.m. at Wilkinson Park from the annual Memorial Day ceremony. So we're produced by the American Legion, partnered with us, and Boy Scout Troop 6 and 7. So May 27th at 11 a.m., again, that's on the website. We've been actively enforcing the trash can ordinance. Seems to be going pretty well. We've not had to find anybody at this point. Scott's been doing a great job at having those communications with the residents directly, and everybody pretty much on board and working with us as far as that goes. If you've been by the park lately, pickleball court, we're trying to get that thing rolling now that the weather's starting to break. We've got some great work done over there. We got the base down for the additional parking. This week, I think the intention is to see about getting the nets in, get the grading work finished, get the thing cleaned off, and as soon as we get a decent stretch of weather, we'll see if I get the coating down for that thing. So we're moving full steam ahead on that. Just a reminder, Friday is a holiday, so trash collection, if your Friday trash collection is your day, your trash will be collected on Thursday. If you go to sellersburg.org, go all the way down to the bottom, you can see the full holiday schedule of what holidays we have and what your collection day would be. And then I want to bring something to the council for your consideration related to the April 8th council meeting. As you may or may not be aware, there is the Great American Eclipse on April 8th. I think most of the kids are out of school that day, is my understanding. But we do have a council meeting scheduled for that day. I didn't know if you all wanted to maintain that council meeting on that Monday, or if you wanted to push it to Tuesday for that event. I'm sure there will be some people traveling just a little bit. We will not get totality here in Sellersburg. If you go to Salem or Orange County, Crawford County, Bloomington, that whole area, we'll be in the totality. The state of Indiana has been communicating with us for quite a bit of time over the last year and a half, talking about the amount of potential visitors at the state of siege for this event. So again, I want to at least bring it to your attention, have that conversation.
To me, it makes any difference to me. I like to say, I think this is a great way for, I mean, I kids are home, but, you know, I have a couple of council members that do, grandkids, everybody's got grandkids as well. So, I don't know who it is or isn't going to be traveling, maybe to see something a little bit closer. I don't try, will not be present. Will be one thing to keep in mind. I do not know what all we have moving forward on our agenda. So, we can either do it that Tuesday the 9th, or we can sit there and say that we don't have to have a meeting at all, the first meeting, you know, like April. I don't know, like I said, what we may or may not have. So it's really a conversation amongst you guys to kind of consider and think about. I don't know if we have to make that decision at this.
I plan on traveling a little bit that day. I can be back, it'll be a little bit of a stretch.
What's this? You know, I'm living under a rock here, but what's the hour of the day of the eclipse?
It starts around 1, it starts 1:49, it's supposed to be done by about 4:30. In this area, the totality will be like 2:30, 2:45 or something that day. But this is not like the one we had a couple of years ago where it went all the way, it was like 99%. This thing is supposed to be 100% type thing. So there's a lot of conversation. Some people are really into it. Some people could care less. I think it just really just kind of falls to what you want to do. So again, I at least wanted to bring your attention, put forward to you guys on how y'all want to do it. I don't think it matters either way. Really, whatever y'all want to do. This is something that has been talked about quite a bit.
I would be okay moving it to Tuesday if people here want to attend to go see it somewhere. It wouldn't bother me a bit. It's not something I'm going to do, but...
I'm fine with Tuesday. I mean, I think it's a great educational opportunity for the kids to go see what they need to see. I'm fine with doing it on Monday, whatever y'all want to do. Anything to make a buck. I mean, I'm telling you, everywhere I go, there's someone...
You're getting paid to see it?
...glasses, and I mean, I just hate to see people get... Obviously, I want everybody to be safe. You're not staring in the sun, but I mean, hotel rooms are $450 a night. Anything to make a dollar. It's just,
yeah,
you know, whatever y'all want to do.
If we have a majority here that most people want to go, we obviously go to meeting schedule. I don't plan on going at that hour of the day.
My only thing is that I possibly may go to the event because I've got a place to go to. Talk in conversation, but again, I'm just like I said, Charlie's done a lot for us. It's one of these opportunities, I think, for us to show our appreciation. You know, it's a good time for him and his family to be able to enjoy something. And so it really doesn't make any difference. Let's come back and have a meeting on the following day at 6 o'clock. Michelle, I don't know if it's interfere with any of your problems, you know, Robbins or anybody.
In light of the total eclipse of the sun, I'm making a motion to move the meeting from the
It's originally scheduled Monday to Tuesday, so you know the people, the residents of the town of Selinger can watch the total.
I'll say.
All right, I got a motion and I got a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay. Motion approved. On the last, on one note of Charlie's thing with this recognition thing, this is something that I kind of thought about back in 2019 during the election time. I watched someone that I became very fond of and respected, you know, past president Paul Rhodes. You know, he was kind of my one person I really wanted to kind of give something like this to before. I knew he wasn't going to come back out for a reelection. You know, that was kind of where it kind of all started. You know, I've been to a lot of different functions where people were, you know, given the recipient of awards through the state and different communities and stuff like that. So, you know, some of the folks that maybe we would consider recognizing unfortunately may have passed, but I think that there are quite a few leaders in our community for our thoughts of, you know, recognizing. You know, their long life loyalty to our community, from the business sector to the voluntary sector and others. You know, I've been pushing Charlie. So that was probably my first things. You know, when he came on board and we come up with something. I really liked what he kind of had, and so we kind of talked a little bit more and more. And he said, "Hey, let's make this a community thing." It worked out great. You know, with the kids. You know, here we have a mural here that's just, you know, something that's very special, and something that, you know, makes us, you know, be proud of reaching out to the public. We had a couple other different, you know, different ideas, thoughts, and it seems to work pretty well. So I appreciated Charlie's support and everything on doing that. So that's where I stand from that point of it. So, but I thank you for posting that, Charlie. So, other than that, Mike Harris.
Yes, sir. Quick report. Couple utility relocations going on. A small one at State Road 60, Force Main, needing to move there. The work plan has been submitted to NDOT, waiting on approval of that. That needs to be moved by around September 1st for the project that's coming up. So no rush on that, but when we get word back from NDOT, we will get a quote package together and get that together for get it out to contractors. The big one is 31. We have submitted the work plan to NDOT, so we'll be meeting this week with NDOT and the design consultant and town on how this is going to proceed forward. It's going to need to be pretty quick, and there's going to be a lot involved with it. We actually already started working on it. Once we meet with NDOT and get their approval for the plan, then we'll have a separate work order to bring to you guys to get that done.
So this is 31 through town with all
this
the
is 31 through town, right. There's a bunch of sewer and water that has to be moved out of the way, and unfortunately it's in the state right of way. So you have to move it at your cost. So it will be moved as a part of the road project, so it won't be torn up twice, but it's on your time. Water, the lead copper issue, still waiting to hear back about the grant award. There's a small issue with IFA on their end with their website where you upload the info. They seem to have gotten that taken care of. Other municipalities have been having the same problem, but it seems to be moving forward. Let's see, treatment plant, there's still some small items being taken care of. Update email that came out today. Contractor still working on a few things. We will still be bringing a final reconciliation change order to get all the quantities zeroed out at the end. There could be a credit to you guys at the end. I think the number you talked about was in the
$60,000 to $70,000 range.
Oh, we approved that already.
Did it get approved, signed? I know we brought a draft.
I didn't think it had actually been approved.
I'm pretty sure we approved that. So Jim Hager came.
Okay. Make sure on the final.
I'll double check that.
The utility relocation work order itself has been approved and signed. That was for the general overall utility relocations. And as we discussed when that was presented, if there were individual relocations that would result in larger scale projects, then those would begin under that on-call. And then we would bring a separate work order for each larger project if it became necessary.
CCMG is waiting on money to show up from NDOT. And then Camp Run, trees are in place, everything's closed out. Take that off the report. Anybody have any questions or thoughts, concerns?
Thank you, Mike.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Will JPL be open on?
We will be open.
I don't know if we give the employees off.
No, we are not. Councilperson McBoy, we are not.
Oh, we will still be open. We're not closing half business.
And it's better than a total eclipse of the heart.
We got the NDOT funds.
Oh, did you? When they come in?
Well, they put it in the wrong bank account.
Hey, you broke off on everybody.
That's surprising.
One day last week.
Okay, good.
So, Jake?
Nothing else, no. I have nothing.
Huh?
I have nothing.
Do you want anything?
I'm good.
Matt, you have anything? Randy?
Just a question from Charlie. You mentioned something about the Legion. Talked to anybody, we discussed that, has been on the table or was.
Got the official ask from the Legion today, and we have a certain conversation about the continued partnership with our previous partner for that event.
So we're just kind of out there, nothing.
This month.
It's still in July, right? Okay.
Four.
Okay, got it.
You gonna be here this year?
Was here last year.
Is there any clips that day?
We did stop me piece today.
I'm good.
You know, there's a clip today, is there supposed to be all kinds of hay water in there?
You know.
It's supposed to be rough.
We dealt with it for 67 years, so we'll be all right.
I think the only thing I have tonight is Brad, you missed our last meeting in the town group while you were gone. We annexed a parcel property in your absence, so that's really all I have.
Yeah, like I said, that area right there is another one of our busy areas. I know it's on our radar about what we want to do moving forward to help congestion in that area. But I think it's a valuable asset moving forward on kind of getting rid of just one little parcel that wasn't in our community area already. So that was a great thing. So I appreciate you guys moving forward with that and bringing that here today. Like I said, I want to sit there and thank you guys for coming in, this weekend and start doing a lot of the clearing off of some areas. We've got along Highway 60. Councilman McBoy, I know you and I have always concentrated on the old 60 area and the 60 area by our new police station that we're all proud of. So we had a couple of our employees come in here starting to clean off the side of the road there. I know we always appreciate our relationship we have with NDOT, but a lot of times they aren't able to maintain some of the areas that we like to kind of oversee a little bit. So I really appreciate Scott Griffin and his crew, along with Charlie's support on starting to hook up areas of concern of
trying to make the approval a little more the way we would like to see it look. Which I also shared with me earlier today, him and Chancellor Travis Hare spoke, and right there across the street, on the Ivy Tech property between Burger King and the state police, his crews were to clean all that little area up and kind of make it look, you know, a little bit more less growthful, and have that all in a better looking shape. I also appreciate everybody coming to work every day. You know, like I said, we got to the sewer plant last week, and you know, everybody's taking care of their vehicles, keeping clean. Everybody enjoys their job. We appreciate them coming every day. You know, we're gonna work on a little bit on Penn Street. Charlie and I talked about it, doing some cleaning up and clearing out of that. I appreciate Jake taking some time and getting some of our legal situations in order. So we got a few projects outside there that I know that needed some looking, and I appreciate that. It looks like some of you know, our landowners are starting to do some work out there on American Way and Camp Run. We've got a road that's being utilized, and it's good to see people out here using it. So I hope this is Pierce. I hope it's not too bothersome yet for you all. But
it is.
Like I said,
it's bothersome. A lot of traffic.
Yeah. So it gets used, unfortunately. So we appreciate everyone's patience and understanding. So. Like I said, you know, Sellersburg's a great place to live. And we've got a lot of exciting things coming up here. Like I said, we've got the pickleball courts. Splash pad's getting fixed and repaired for the pool season. I know Scott and his crew are excited about getting the pool open and ordered. And like I said, summertime will be here before we know it. So I hope everybody's having a safe second week of spring break. And I hope we're here to enjoy the nice weather that we have. And I want to thank Charlie and then the staff getting a crown over here where the old bank was, and the police department. Most good. Thank you.
Sorry. You want to say something about the mayor?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, Terry informed us. Our hearts and thoughts are with the city of Scottsburg. Mayor passed. Past mayor Bill Graham passed away, and our hearts and thoughts are with the whole community and his family. So, thank you, Terry. But other than that, that's all I have to say. Michelle, do you have anything to add?
No.
Right before we close, I just wanted to ask Charlie. Charlie's been working with the NDOT quite a bit, and I had several people approach me about when they're going to start the 31 project, and Charlie, you may not have an answer for it. Do you have any, what year even, that they might do, or where are we at?
We're going to start seeing some utility relocate stuff for some things start late this year, supposed to. Well, depends on which infrastructure you're talking about. There's going to be some things that will happen this year. I think the door infrastructure part of something has. They're working on maintenance of traffic conversations.
Everybody said about the police.
Pedestrian traffic. So right now, we're working with them on some sidewalk. Other things like that.
Are you sure you won't reconsider? I said
no.
Supposed to go letting in July, and I think within that there'll be some utility relocations.
No, there he grows women.
All right. With that, I ask for adjournment.
So moved.
Motion by Scott, second by Matt. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Second by Nate. 6:50.